This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good Thursday morning here on WILO Party Line, presented to you by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now 24/7, as we love bigdeals.com. Then there are some great stuff on there. Mother's Day isn't that far away, so think about that. Boone County, Carroll County, and Clinton County dailynews.com, your free online local newspapers. The Hoosierland TV broadcast is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginn Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Communities, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Services, or Home Stores, I'm sorry, guys, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann's Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Thank you to all of them for allowing us to bring you the telecast here of Party Line. And, yep, it is the Ryan and Brian Show, or the Brian and Ryan Show, if we want to go politically correct with alphabetical. And in-house with us, Brian Kilman of the Frankfort State Department, Superintendent, and also Ryan Eggers, our Park and Recreation Superintendent. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Busy, busy, busy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, warm weather. Who knew we were going to have 80s and... in, you know, anything from February, March, and April.
That's right.
And then so, 30s over the weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's Indiana. You know, what can we say? It's going to be that way. But you guys have got a lot going on. I don't know. I hate it when I always say who wants to start first. But, I mean, let's face it. You both got a lot going on. Oh, yeah. Brian, we were talking off air before we even started. I was so impressed, and I encourage everybody to go to the Frankfort Street Department's Facebook page and read Brian's post about all the paving, basically everything that the street department has to deal with, and how all of that works, how the funding works, all of it. It's all there. I mean, I couldn't find anything that you didn't answer. And kudos to you for doing that and being that transparent.
Thanks. It helps to have a smart wife to help me write these things up. So I appreciate her for helping me out.
Well, I'm sure she's appreciating the love, too, because she's like my husband. She's listening, so I have to be careful what I say. Let's talk about some of the things that you had in there. I know... the North William Street closure.
Yep.
That's going to be coming up. Or it's already started, actually, hasn't it? So let's talk about that.
We closed it down Tuesday. We've got the tracks ripped out. We're putting base in today. Crenshaw Paving is going to put the asphalt in. I actually just got off the phone with him before coming in here. He's going to try to get to it tomorrow. Might not be till Monday, but by the end of the day today, we should be ready for asphalt.
Well, and every bit of that, I mean, is weather related.
Yeah.
I mean, for what you can do. But I didn't realize. Well, I guess I did realize we do have tracks out on Williams Road. You forget about it.
Yeah.
You forget about that kind
Unless
of stuff.
Unless you drive over them every day.
Yeah.
Then you know about them.
Are there any more projects like that that you're going to be doing? Is there any place else that you're going to be pulling out tracks?
No.
Down the road, or is this is the last ones?
Yeah. Obviously, when they redid MASH Washington Avenue, they took out those, but CSX is very... it was hard to even get them to give us the okay to remove these, so...
Well, let's face it, it's been hard to work with them anyway, but I can say that. You can't, but yeah.
We've had people that want us to take out the ones that, like, Ohio or O'Neill, mm-hmm. and maybe even open that back up, but they told us no. So
I wonder how do you see where they even use any of that at all to store cars or anything?
Not through town. I don't see anything. I don't know if you do.
I haven't seen any either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way with me. And I know, as far as out in the country, they're starting to take out.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't take them out at Michigan Town, but they've been taking them out elsewhere. Getting rid of the tracks on the main thoroughfares and stuff. So.
I think the only ones being used is the ones going out towards the lagoons. That area out through there, I think.
Yeah, they do have some staging stuff out there.
They're up there, yep.
But I do want to mention that at Washington Avenue and Jackson, they are supposed to come back in and finish, reconstruct those completely. I can't give you a timeline when. We do try to take care of the potholes up too, but we can only go so far by the rails, because if we patch by the rail and a train derails, we're going to be liable for that. So
yeah.
We can only go up to so many feet to the rail, and then we have to stop. So
So what do you do when you have do you report it to them and then they're supposed to come out and take care of that?
They actually came out and they put some cold, they just have bag patch, they don't have hot patch or anything, and they do the best they can, but
they don't do quite the job Brian does.
No.
Yeah.
they just
I agree.
They just 100%.
I agree. Well, and that stuff doesn't hold.
No.
It doesn't.
Even
hold.
Our stuff doesn't hold. I mean, it is a patch,
yeah.
but it's going to hold. A hot patch is going to hold a little bit longer. But we fill the same pothole multiple times a year before we get to paving it, but it's just a patch.
Yeah. So,
but the cold patch, I feel like, really doesn't hold very long.
No. Well, and again, weather plays into all of it, and it doesn't matter when the season is.
Mm-hmm.
Does it, when you put in a patch, do you guys have to clean that out completely? Do you put any kind of a base underneath of it before you put it in? I mean, how does that actually work?
We will broom them out to where there's no fine stone or anything gravel in there, and then we put the hot patch in and we tamp it down as hard as we can and it holds. So sometimes we're out there when it's rained and we have a blower blowing the water out of the holes, trying to get everything out so we can get the holes filled. So
right, yeah, no, it's crazy, but okay. So everybody, leave them alone.
You don't have to leave us alone. Just let us know about the railroad tracks. Because there's only so much we can do with the railroad tracks. So
yeah,
we're trying. We wish we could fill them. Trust me.
And that one seems to be like the major headache.
Yeah.
Some of the other areas, they don't seem to. Reoccur as often, but boy, that that one out there by the post office, that one just seems to be a total menace completely. Talk about some of the other things that you've got going on. I know we've got all the construction that's going on in town. You guys have already got the infrastructure all in for those areas, and that's all going well. Have you seen with the increased traffic with the construction and everything that's going on, is that causing you guys any issues whatsoever?
No, nothing on our side of things. No, everything's going pretty smooth with all that. So, but as far as other projects, my goal this year is to have at least 100 alley approaches redug out and redone. We've got some that still hold brick. Any that hold water going out to a main roadway, we're going to try to dig as many of those up and make sure they don't hold water anymore. We're going to hit alleys twice. We're going to grade them twice this year. We're going to add more stone, double the stone than we've ever done in the past, if not more. So
that's amazing.
Alleys is going our main focus this year.
How many miles of alley do you guesstimate?
I want to know that answer. I'm a statistics guy. I love stats. So I would love to know that, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there's alleys that I've never even seen.
There's so many alleys.
Because there's so many of them back through there that way. Have you been able now, because I know one of your goals over the winter was to make sure that you got everything as far as trash pickup and everything out to the main streets. So now is everything moved out of the alleys so that you don't have to worry about that? Or do you still have a little bit of alley pickup?
We do have some carryouts of individuals that may be older or have a health issue that they can't get theirs to the curb, so we send a truck out every day that goes and gets those certain residents. But other than that, I would say we're 99% on the road. So
well, and that's amazing that you guys do that, because there's a lot of municipalities that wouldn't take the time to help residents out like that. if there is someone who needs that kind of help, what's their best way to get a hold of you?
Just simply call the department and let us know what you need, and we come take care of it. So
that's great. I mean, to me, that's fantastic. You've got a big project coming up, spring cleanup.
Yep.
That's always huge. I know you guys try to do it like twice a year, but mm-hmm. the big one is in the spring. Talk about that. Talk about what's allowed, what's not, especially what's not, because I think that confuses a lot of people.
It starts April 27th, Monday. We'll be open till 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then we're open that May 2nd, 8 to noon. Basically, you can bring anything but like construction materials, no tires. So basically anything with like, if you're redoing your whole siding, we're not going to take that siding. You know, don't bring out drywall full of nails, you know, anything like that. No tires. But I mean, if you've got a toilet, if you've got couch furnitures, you know, if you clean out your garage and you just have a bunch of junk, just bring it out. We'll get rid of it. So
rummy sale.
That's what I was going to ask you. You got to set up tables and then that's just right. say, you know, free to get home, that kind of thing. That's a lot, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really not, there's, I mean, construction materials and tires, that's really not much of a restriction Mm-mm. whatsoever.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Now, for anybody to participate in that, what do they need to make sure they have with them when they do?
Just, I mean, most, we pretty much know. Everyone that lives in the city at this point that actually brings stuff out, but just have your ID on you just to prove your proof of address, and that's pretty much it.
That's cool. I want to get to Ryan here too, but wish list for one. I'm going to give you two instances.
I don't think we have enough time.
You know, a wish list, but also what about equipment upgrades, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff? Have you got anything? I mean, I know all that stuff has to be budgeted out in advance.
Yeah.
And I mean, have you got any plan for this year or
well, Jason Forsyth was real good about getting our fleet, like our trucks with, you know, the salt plows and the snow plows, or the salt beds and snow plows and all that. Now our main focus is, I mean, our backhoe is a 1986 and we use that for all of our alley work. Our grader is a 92. I mean, we've just got a lot of older equipment that we use. It's not something we use daily, but it's something that we use for, you know, 6 months out of the year to make improvements within the city. We're looking hard at upgrading that kind of equipment.
Well, it does. I mean, granted, even though you're not using it that often, there comes a time where you can't get the parts.
Correct.
Yeah. And some of that stuff, I mean, I know what all's sitting at my farm right now and how hard it is to get some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't even care. I'm not even going for a 2026. Just
sure.
Let's go from 1986 to, let's get a 2010. Something. Let's get.
Yeah.
At least try
to do a 20-year upgrade somewhere.
Let's just get us into that century at least.
Yeah.
So, and I'll be happy.
Yeah. So, I get that.
Something pre-def.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that wholeheartedly. Anything else that you need residents to know that's going to be coming down the pipeline or anything? What can they do to help you guys out to make your jobs easier? Because you guys work
one thing that
continuously.
We're definitely having an issue with these days is our trash toters. Those weren't cheap, and we gave every resident one. If you've needed a second one, you know, we've helped people get a second one. But one of the main things is all those toters have a number on them, and we kind of need residents to remember their number or write it down, or maybe you can even spray paint your address on the toter if you want to, because the toter remains at that residence whether you move or stay there the rest of your life. We're having toters go missing, and people don't know what their number was or anything like that, so then we're chasing cans all day long.
Oh, wow.
And we're finding toters that are on that belong on Ohio Street. They're over on the southeast corner of town, and it's like, why is this over here when it's supposed to be over here? So then we get it, but then it's like, well, where's their toter at? Well, it's over here, because windy days.
Well, yeah.
People go to work, their cans blow around. So we're working on a way to, we might on windy days start following the garbage truck and making sure cans get back up into people's yards, which is a task on its own. But
sure,
if people can maybe just write down their number on there from their can, just put it on the fridge or something, so that way they know and can help us out in trying to find it. So just It's a bear. My foreman's driving around daily trying to find cans.
Oh, jeez.
We could be doing other things. So yeah. Well, it's a disaster.
Yeah, Indiana weather is a blessing on all sides.
And here lately, it's been super windy.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, I know what it's like for me out in the country, but it's been bad in town.
Mm-hmm.
And what you guys have to deal with, which that brings me up to part of what I got for Ryan, too. Ryan, of course, we've been talking to Brian Kilman, the superintendent of the street department here in Frankfort. But Ryan Edgar, you're the Parks and Recreation superintendent. The weather played havoc with you guys.
It has.
You had to shut down Dorner Park.
We done that. We also did the TPA park this last week, Monday. My project supervisor was out doing some work, and he heard a tree over there creaking and a cracking. It's the one that holds the sign up for donations, the two big tall ones.
Yeah.
That's got the cables running to them. And it was creaking and a cracking, about to bust in half and fall down. So we closed the main up there by the large restroom concessions. We closed it down for 3 days. City Light and Power and Street Department come over and let us use some of their equipment, and we got it all cut down. But down there at Dorner's Park, yeah, those two tall trees over the top of the playground, the tops of them are just coming apart, and it was coming down, and just too dangerous to have people out there.
Well, and I know we've heard about, you know, the wind damage out at, like, the cemeteries, you know, out at Greenlawn, and how bad that's been over the years and everything. I think a lot of people forget that mm-hmm. the trees in the parks are just as old. The majority of them are over 100 years old, and they can only take so much over the years.
You're right.
And the storms that we have right through here is just massively destructive.
Yeah.
When you look at that kind of stuff, and I know with everything that you guys have to deal with, it, you know, going having somebody going around just staring at trees is not like optimal use of personnel, but because of the weather that we have, you have to go around there
and
do maintenance, or at least get a list of, okay, this one needs to be looked at, this one needs to be trimmed, you know, that kind of thing. Is there a certain time of the year where you try to do that, or is it?
We usually do it on a weekly. I mean, I got a couple of guys that do playground equipment inspections, and usually when they go around and do that stuff, they're looking around for stuff in the trees, or loose limbs or something that's going to cause a hazard, or even when the other guys are out mowing or picking up trash or mulching or whatever they're doing, you know, they're always looking around, and they're pretty cautious about all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that has to be, to me, that's probably your biggest concern out of everything that you have.
Yeah, and people don't understand sometimes. You know, we're out there closing stuff off, and they just don't pay attention. They just walk right through it anyways. It's like, we're not doing this just to be doing it. We're doing it to protect the people of Frankfort from getting hurt, you know, when they're out there visiting the park, so.
Yeah, that was one of the things I remember as a kid growing up. When it was super, super windy, Mom and Dad, it was, no, we're not going to the park today. It's just not the right day to go.
We've had probably 12 fairly good-sized trees just at the TPA park this year.
Oh, wow.
Big ones. So, and we were talking about the other day, it's going to come a point in time where we're going to have to, you know, start buying two decent-sized trees a year to replace what we have, or our park in, you know, 10, 15 years from now, we ain't going to have hardly any trees in it.
Well, I get that. So are a lot of them that are coming down, are you seeing?
They're rotted.
That's what I was going to say.
There's no root system left on them at all.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. Of course, I know we all think it's all cute and fuzzy and everything else, and we see the squirrels building homes and everything, but a lot of people don't realize what they're building homes in, or ones that are rotting out.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
And, you know, that's just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize, so do you guys, I mean, how big a tree do you guys try to look at when you go to replace one? I guess I don't think, I don't think about, because the TPA park is so full of trees, I don't think about you having to replace trees. But yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can go with a small tree, like something you get from, you know, Rural King or a tree farmer or something like that that's 5-6 foot tall. But I've been talking to a couple of guys back at the shop, and Dave Blueball out there, he does that for a living, goes around, and he can actually take bigger ones out and bring them and install them at the park. You know, I think that's the route we need to go, because it seems like it's just too much. It's too hard to get a small tree to grow.
Well, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, you get people out there ripping on them, trying to, you know, break them over, and it's just...
Well, and they're not going to get much sunshine to boot. Yep. I mean, just fighting for what they need.
So, but I mean, they're expensive. A decent-sized tree is probably, I'm guessing, probably 8,000, maybe. Probably somewhere around there.
Yeah, at least. Well, and you can only plant certain trees are going to grow right, for one. And, you need trees that are going
to... So that's something we're going to have to look into in the
slow,
future.
Slow and tall,
yep,
basically. So, yeah. You've got a cleanup day coming up as well, park cleanup day. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, April 25th, from 9 to 11, we're going to do a park cleanup down at 3rd Street Park. Anybody that's wanting to come out and help us out, I greatly appreciate it. We're going to work on towards the railroad bed, back in through there, get that cleaned up best we can. If we have enough volunteers and stuff, we'll try to reach out to some of the other small parks. They're not terrible, but that's probably one of the worst ones due to that railroad tracks, all the trash that gets blown around in the wind we get. You know, I mean, it's just gets all caught up in there. So we want to try to clean that up a little bit down there.
Well, that's nice. And I think people genuinely want to help.
Yeah.
I think they want to know where they can help and what they can do. And what a great place to help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the park system. You've got other stuff coming up. I mean, let's face it, the calendar's getting full.
It is. We got that.
You're getting ready to get started.
Got Downtown Tune Nights coming up here in June, August, and September. The movies in the park, June 5th, July 10th, and August 21st. And, of course, we all need to remember the pool is going to be opening soon, so we're looking for lifeguards and stuff like that.
And that seems so weird to me. I mean, we aren't that far away from that happening. Mm-hmm. Along with that, the concession stands will be opening up. Will you be opening up the one, the big one that you remodeled? Will that be coming open before we get into the Memorial Day holidays? Or
I don't believe so. No, it's an individual's got is using it, but I don't, unless she has somebody else come in there like they did that Little Miss Cupcakes last year, or if something like that should come in, then yeah, that'd be something like that. But we would really like to see somebody serve sandwiches in there or something like that for the kids through the summer, give something a little different, you know, for everybody to have. Sure. I think it'd be a big success.
Oh, I think it would be. I remember back in the day, it wasn't much. It was just the little cubby hole that it was. But that was huge. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there needs to write a grant for that.
That's right.
You've got flowers. I mean, you're going to be putting out flowers, and it's amazing what you guys do, and I know you contract some of that out to get people to help take care of things, but the Parks and Recreation and the Street Department, both of you guys, your crews have Frankfort, to me, is one of the prettiest towns around, and it's due to all the hard work that everybody does in your departments to keep everything looking nice, but also keeping everything in prime condition, for lack of a better term. And I mean, I think you guys just do an amazing job. Your people do. Like I said, I don't live in town, but if I ever get to the point to where I want to live, get away from the farm and live closer to town, this is where I would come because of everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. We don't hear that enough.
No, I do. I really appreciate it. I love bringing my grandkids and stuff into town and into the parks all the different parks. Dorner Park's my favorite park.
Is it?
I spent a lot of years playing basketball there. Yeah. Playing basketball, learned how to throw horseshoes. I'm sorry, Sam. I didn't say that right. But I learned how to throw horseshoes there, and glad to see all of that be reincarnated thanks to the Dorner family and everything, but also thanks to everything that you guys do.
That's where everybody used to go back in the day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Down there to play basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And get beat severely every time. But anything that you guys want to bring up, I know lots of stuff coming up and coming down your ways. You're going to be starting in on your construction projects with the roads, with the grant.
Yep.
Again, just a reminder, folks, grant money is your tax money, and if they don't go after grants, then your tax money goes to somebody else's county and somebody else's pockets. You know what? It goes to somebody else's projects, and better for us and our communities to be filling out those grants and getting those grants coming back here so that those tax dollars come back.
That is correct.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that. And it seems like we're telling them that all the time, but it's like nobody pays attention or they just forget that that is their tax dollars. We're just trying to find a way to get it back here and make it useful.
Yeah. I got it. So. Scott Shoemaker just texted me there just a minute ago, and he is going to plant a tree at the park, and then it's going to be named Ryan is what he said. So I appreciate him. Doing that.
Yeah, that is. That's nice of Scott. Nice of him to step up.
He is. He's a good guy.
He'll probably pay somebody else to plant it, but I think. Love you, Scott. But anyway, that is cool. No.
I did have a caller question here.
Go for it.
When are you putting speed humps, not speed bumps, on Kiger? Well, we're putting speed humps. Yeah, we're putting speed humps on Kiger, and all the parks should be getting those this year. So we have EMB paving and Crenshaw looking into putting those in for us.
Now that'll be nice.
So we tried it last year, did not work. The companies that we have this year, they have a little bit more practice in them, so they're going to be putting those in this year. So,
well, good deal.
Dorners on Crescent over by Eastside Park,
right.
Bridge Street Park, will all have the rollover speed humps on them that will stay up year round. So
good.
And we did put 12, maybe 13 speed bumps at the park.
I was going to say, I knew they were out there.
Yep. Thanks to Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Well, we had all those temporary ones, and since we're putting permanent ones down, they went ahead and installed those inside TPA.
So. Yeah, but that's okay.
Yes.
I mean, I know a lot of people don't like them, but I'm sorry. Those are our kids.
You're exactly right.
And those are our individuals, are you know, our community, our people out there walking, our pets out there, but especially our kids, and that's what makes it important. So, well, thank you guys for everything that you do. Hopefully this weather will straighten out for you. Of course, I know you're gearing up for mowing.
We've already started. We're in full swing.
I was going to say, have you mowed more than once, or have you been out there two or three times? I know. I keep looking at my yard.
In the last 3 weeks, they hit and missed the outside parks, but this last week, they have pretty much everything's getting hit this week. So.
Yeah, I keep going out and looking at mine, and every time I slide the door open, get ready to back out, and then here comes another rain. It's like, okay, fine. So, but thank you guys for everything that you do. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you, and we'll get the words out to the public. Anytime you guys need anything, we'll get it out there. So, but thank you for
absolutely.
Everything you do.
Thank
we've been talking to Brian Kilman, Frankfort Street Department Superintendent, and Ryan Egger, the Frankfort Parks and Recreation Superintendent, and we appreciate everything that they do and appreciate their departments. And you can always get on Facebook, check it out. There's so much information on Facebook for both of those departments. You shouldn't need to ask, because it's all right there, everything that you need to know. So get on there, check it out, see what all's coming up down the pipeline, and come back here on Party Line. We'll be back in just a moment for the second half of Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7.